Well, this week, the Michigan Appeals Court saying that this lawsuit filed by people who were wrongly accused of defrauding the state's unemployment benefit system, well, that they basically threw the case right out of court. Jennifer Lord is a Royal Oak attorney who represents the plaintiff suing the state. Jennifer, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be here, Mike.
Yeah. What did you think when that happened on Tuesday?
Combination of emotions. Disappointed, outraged. We think it was a completely nonsensical interpretation of the Court of Claims Act. Mm-hmm. And frankly, calling on the legislature to reform and make clear that Court of Claims Act so that when someone's injured, they aren't out of time when they file a lawsuit before they're ever even injured.
Yeah, because the court said that they waited too long to file the suit. They had a six-month window, right?
Yeah, and that's another problem with this case. The vast majority of the 46,000 Michiganders that got pulled up into this mess never received notice at all. The first notice that they received that the state was wrongfully accusing them of fraud was the seizure of their tax refunds or the garnishment of 25% of their wages.
What do you mean they didn't receive notice? The state claims that they somehow notified, you know, they said, look, your claims are not going to come through now.
Yeah, the state claims a lot. But I can tell you what happened and what happened to the vast majority of the people mm-hmm. is that the original notice accusing them of fraud went to a dormant online account that did not send an email ping to the person's regular email.
Oh, so they weren't even, they didn't get a hard copy in the mail, you're saying that these would be emails?
No, the only hard copies they got, which they get regularly, are after the garnishments kick in, they get a monthly bill that is sent absolutely on time to their residential address.
Interesting.
But the notice is that they've been accused of fraud went to online portals that people had no reason to check because they had stopped collecting unemployment benefits in many cases years earlier.
So, I mean, the court must have heard this fact. Why do you think they overlooked it then?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It was a unanimous ruling, I should know, too, right?
Yep, it was. You can never read the tea leaves after an oral argument. I think it was a convenient way to dispense with this very inconvenient class action. There are also some technical legal errors that they made interpreting a very recent Supreme Court case on this issue.
Yeah.
It was analyzing a different area of the law. Our claim is that, you know, people's constitutional rights were violated when their property was seized without due process.
Right. Well, that sounds like they weren't aware of it. I should know Wanda Stokes, the director of the Talent Investment Agency, says that more than $16 million has been or will be returned to residents. That sounds like good news. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I say show us. Don't just tell us. We've been hearing this for a long time, and still we have not received a single bit of public information demonstrating that that's in fact true.
So is some of the money being returned, as far as you know?
We do have some of our potential class representatives that have received partial refunds, but in every single incident, it is substantially less than the full amount owed. So, for example, someone had $12,000 seized. They will get a check for $7,000 without any explanation.
And that's it. And are they just grateful to get any money back? Or?
You know, of course people are grateful to get money back. They're grateful to have the agency off their backs. This has been so traumatic and such a stress and strain that without this class action to protect them and to permit them to continue forward to resolve these legal issues, the average person is just happy it's over.
What happens now, Jennifer, to the case?
What happens is that we are preparing our application for leave to appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court. unlike the underlying appeal where the state challenged the trial court's denial of their motion to dismiss, that was an automatic appeal. We have to ask for permission to the Michigan Supreme Court to move forward, and we're working on that.
So they need to sign off on it moving forward, is that it?
They need to sign off on it, but we have some compelling arguments. We think that the Court of Appeals was flat-out wrong, and we're going to be able to demonstrate that in many ways.
Well, one last thing. If this doesn't move forward, what is the state just going to keep all these millions of dollars that were taken inappropriately?
I don't know. I can't imagine that anyone who was elected to office would want this constant drip, drip, drip of bad news. Mm. Just yesterday, we're hearing that, you know, many, many people had been accused of a misdemeanor or a felony.
Like 186. Yeah, no, it's an ongoing story, and we are going to continue to follow it. And the person who's really on top of it all is Jennifer Lord, Royal Oak attorney. She represents these plaintiffs suing the state over the false unemployment claims fraud scandal. They were actually, the state said they were committing fraud when they were not, and they were garnished tens of thousands of dollars. Jennifer, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yep, 6:30. We'll be right back. Here's Fox News.